Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. I take a deep breath, feeling the gentle breeze brush against my skin as I stand in the midst of the serene forest. The sun filters through the canopy of leaves above, casting a warm glow on everything it touches. I close my eyes, letting the sounds of nature wash over me. Birds chirping, leaves rustling in the wind. In this moment, something greater than myself. I whisper his name, God, and immediately a sense of peace washes over me. It's as if a warm embrace envelops my soul, filling me with a deep sense of contentment. I know that I am not alone, that he is with me every step of the way. As I walk along the winding path, I can't help but marvel at the beauty that surrounds me. The vibrant colors of the flowers, the symphony of sounds that fill the air. Everything seems to be in perfect harmony. I feel his presence in every blade of grass, every ray of sunlight that filters through the trees. Thank you. I whisper softly, gratitude filling my heart, for in this moment I realize that I have everything I need to be fulfilled. His love flows through me, touching everything and everyone around me. And as I bask in this divine connection, I know that I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I continue to walk, each step filled with purpose and meaning. With each breath I feel his love strengthening me, guiding me along this path of life. And as I look up at the vast expanse of sky above, dotted with twinkling stars, I am reminded of the infinite love that surrounds me. Relationship is unlike any other. It is pure, it is true, it is love in its purest form.
Shoulders leaving me light and free. In that moment
voice echoing in the depths of my soul. My child, the words resonate within me, filling me with a sense of peace unlike anything I've ever experienced before. And in that moment I know that I am not alone, that he walks beside me, guiding me with his love and grace. Together we walk in love, hand in hand, with a connection stronger than any hardship or doubt. And as we journey forward, I know that no matter what challenges may come my way, his love will always be there to light the path ahead. John 3:5, Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born." To see the world in a different light. My experience has been in a world of darkness from a top-down structure. Oppression presses down on people, causing fear and submission. Everyone and everything seem to believe in the survival of the fittest. Now I am being exposed to love. God himself is laying down his life for me out of love. My world is being flipped upside down. How do I live this new life based on love? As I ponder these questions, a gentle breeze swept through the trees, carrying with it a sense of peace and clarity. It was as if the very air around me whispered words of guidance, urging me to embrace this newfound love that surrounded me. In the midst of chaos and uncertainty, I found solace in the simple yet profound truth that love conquers all the weight of oppression that once burdened my soul began to lift, replaced by a warmth that seeped into every fiber of my being. With each step I took, I felt the presence of God walking beside me, his love a beacon of light in the darkness. And as I navigated this new path, illuminated by love, I realized that living a life based on love meant embracing compassion, forgiveness, and kindness towards others. Da da da.
longer bound by the shackles of fear and survival. I was free to choose love in every thought, word, and action. And in doing so, I discovered a strength within myself that I never knew existed. Guiding me through challenges and triumphs alike. And as I opened my heart to this transformative force, I knew that my purpose was clear: to spread love in a world desperately in need of its healing touch.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Blessed are the meek,
for they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Blessed are
the merciful,
for they will be shown mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart,
for they will see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers,
for they will be called children of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness,
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed
are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you, daylight enters my soul. I have become new.
Jesus is leading the way.
He submits to the Heavenly Father and goes against the system of oppression.
He leads by example.
Here God submits to love and surrenders himself to serving others.
What kind of love is this?
That the leadership is low, holding others up in love and support.
A new way of living life
has emerged into my mind.
Love one another
is both full and complete.
As I walked alongside Jesus,
his presence filled me with a sense of peace and purpose like never before.
The weight of the world's expectations
and demands seem to fade away in the glow of his love.
Love one another.
His words echoed in my mind, simple yet profound.
It wasn't just about saying the words,
but living them out in every moment. watched as Jesus reached out to those society had cast aside, offering them not just his words, but his time, his compassion. His actions spoke volumes, louder than any sermon preached from a pulpit. In a world that thrived on power struggles and competition, Jesus showed me a different way. A way of humility, of service, of lifting others up instead of tearing them down. Love was not just a feeling but a choice, a decision to see the humanity in each person I encountered, to treat them with kindness and respect, regardless of their background or beliefs. And as I embrace felt a sense of freedom unlike anything I had experienced before. Love was not a burden but a gift, one meant to be shared generously with all. Ready to follow his example, yeah, and spread this transformative force to all who needed it most. Love. Respond with love in difficult situations, how to extend grace to those shrouded in shadows. Each day I strive to embody the love that Jesus embodied, reaching out to others with kindness and understanding. Prayer becomes my lifeline.
communication with God. In moments of uncertainty, I turn to Him for strength and wisdom, asking for the courage to love unconditionally. As I navigate through the complexities of human relationships, I learn to see each person through the lens of love, recognizing the divine spark that resides within them. The newfound sense of purpose fills me with excitement and anticipation. It's as if a veil has been lifted, revealing a world brimming with possibilities. Every interaction becomes an opportunity to share God's love, to touch others with the transformative power of compassion. Feel reborn, as if shedding an old skin, to reveal a heart overflowing with positivity and empathy. The journey ahead is unknown, but with God's love as my guide, I step forward with confidence and gratitude.
With God. called be your name, I whisper, feeling a sense of reverence wash over me. The sheer power and majesty of God's name evoke a deep sense of awe within me. I realize that in acknowledging His holiness, I am acknowledging my own smallness in the grand scheme of things. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I continue feeling a shift within me. The desire for God's kingdom to reign on earth ignites a fire in my soul. I long for His will to be done, for His perfect plan to unfold in every aspect of my life. Give us today our daily bread. I utter a plea for sustenance in both the physical and spiritual sense. I ask for the nourishment needed to sustain me through each day, knowing that God is the ultimate provider of all good things. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. I say, a reminder of the importance of forgiveness in the Christian walk as I speak these words. I feel a weight lift off my shoulders, releasing any lingering bitterness or resentment I may have held on to. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I conclude a plea for protection from the snares of the enemy, in asking God to guide me away from temptation. I surrender myself to His care, trusting in His unfailing love and strength to shield me from harm. Prayer becomes more than just words. It becomes a lifeline connecting me to the divine. Through each utterance, I draw closer to God, seeking His presence and guidance in every aspect of my life.
Take a deep breath. The words of Matthew 7:7. resonating in my soul like a powerful melody. The call to ask, seek, knock reverberates within me, stirring a newfound longing for connection with God, for a deeper understanding of His love. I find myself drawn to the concept of love, not just as a mere intellectual pursuit, but as a tangible force that shapes and transforms lives. As I seek to grasp the essence of love, I realize that it's not something to be understood with a mind alone. It's something to be felt, experienced in the depths of my being. Profound desire to immerse myself in love, to let it permeate every corner of my existence. The longing for intimacy with God takes root in my heart, blossoming into a fervent passion that eclipses all other desires. In this moment, find myself surrendering to the pool of divine love, letting it mend the broken pieces of my soul and fill the empty spaces within me. It's a healing balm that soothes all wounds, a completeness that I never knew was possible. The urge to share this overwhelming sense of love with others grips me, a yearning to connect with those who understand this deep, abiding affection for God. I am drawn to the stories of those who lay down their lives for love, realizing that this sacrificial love is the very essence of God Himself. As I bask in the warmth of God's love, I feel a oneness with Him that transcends words. It's a connection that defies explanation, a union of hearts and spirits that leaves me breathless and awestruck.
Matthew 10, New International Version. Jesus sends out the 12. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, for I have come to turn. against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you that person will certainly not lose their reward. Swept up in the intensity of Jesus' words, feeling a weight settle on my heart. The call to love him above all else echoes in my mind. A challenge to prioritize my devotion to him above even the closest relationships in my life. Notion of taking up my cross and following him strikes a chord within me, reminding me of the sacrifices and hardships that may come with following Christ. It's a daunting thought, yet there is a sense of purpose that stirs within me, a deep-rooted conviction that this is the path I am meant to walk. The promise of finding life by losing it for his sake feels paradoxical yet profoundly true. In letting go of my own desires and ambitions, I am met with a sense of freedom and fulfillment that transcends any earthly pleasure. Jesus' words about being welcomed and rewarded for spreading his message resonate deeply with me. There is a sense of unity and interconnectedness in his teaching, a reminder that our actions towards others reflect our love and devotion to him. The image of offering a simple gesture like a cup of cold water to a disciple and being rewarded for it speaks volumes about the importance of even the smallest acts of kindness in his eyes. It's a humbling reminder that every action done in love and service to others is seen and cherished by him. As I reflect on these teachings, a newfound resolve takes root in my soul. I am filled with a sense of purpose and determination to follow Jesus wholeheartedly, to prioritize my love for him above all. the fellowship of the believers. Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple court. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. As I immerse myself in the fellowship of believers, I find a sense of unity and purpose that fills my soul with joy. We gather not just as individuals, but as a collective body devoted to living out the commandments of love. The teachings of Jesus guide our interactions, shaping our conversations and actions towards a shared goal of spreading love in a world desperately in need of it. In the midst of our gatherings, there is a tangible sense of awe as we witness the power of love at work in our midst. Signs and miracles manifest before our eyes, reinforcing our faith and deepening our commitment to the path we have chosen. Each day brings new opportunities to extend kindness, share blessings, and support one another in times of need. Break bread together and offer prayers of gratitude, I feel a deep connection with my fellow believers. We are bound not just by shared beliefs, but by a genuine care and concern for each other's well-being. The selflessness displayed by those who willingly sell their possessions to help others in need inspires me to re-examine my own priorities and consider how I can better serve those around me. In the warmth of our shared meals and heartfelt conversations, I see the transformative power of love at work. It is not just a concept we talk about, it is a living, breathing force that moves us to action and binds us together in a bond stronger than any earthly ties. As we lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving, I am filled with a sense of peace and contentment, knowing that I am exactly where I am meant to be, among those who seek to embody love in all that they do. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.
will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is gonna come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. I hear Jesus' words ringing in my ears, a call to surrender self and take up the cross of love. It's a heavy burden, but one I'm willing to bear for the sake of following him. Denying myself means shedding the selfish desires that hinder my connection with God's love. A sacrifice I make willingly to walk in his footsteps as I navigate the battlefield of life. I encounter moments where choosing love over selfish gain is a test of faith. It's in those moments that I remember Jesus' teachings, reminding me that true fulfillment comes from losing myself in service to others. The world may offer riches and fame, but they pale in comparison to the eternal treasure of a soul aligned with God's will. The path of love is not an easy one, filled with obstacles and challenges that test my resolve. But I press on, fueled by the desire to be a beacon of light in a world shrouded in darkness. Every act of kindness, every word of encouragement is a step towards being a living witness of God's love to those around me. I see now that the true reward lies not in earthly possessions or accolades, but in the knowledge that my actions have reflected God's love to those who need it most. As I continue to walk this path of love and self-denial, I know that God sees my efforts and will reward me according to his divine plan. My heart is set on being a vessel of love in a world starving for compassion and understanding. I choose to be a living example of God's grace extending
His love
to all who cross my path.
His love
in this war between light and darkness.
His love,
I stand firm in my commitment.
His love
to follow Jesus' example. Disciple of love.
He fellowship of the believers. Acts 2:42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. As I immerse myself in the fellowship of believers, I find a sense of unity and purpose that fills my soul with joy. We gather
not just as individuals, but as a collective body devoted to living out the commandments of love. The teachings of Jesus guide our interactions, shaping our conversations and actions towards a shared goal of spreading love in a world desperately in need of it. In the midst of our gatherings, there is a tangible sense of awe and wonder as we witness the power of love at work in our midst. Signs and miracles manifest before our eyes, reinforcing our faith and deepening our commitment to the path we have chosen. Each day brings new opportunities to extend kindness, share blessings, and support one another in times of need.
Does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. As we continue to walk in the footsteps of love, I see its transformative power unfold in ways I could have never imagined. Love is patient, kind, and selfless, qualities that shine through in the actions of my fellow believers. In moments of trial and tribulation, there
their unwavering support and understanding embody the very essence of love as described in the scriptures. In our community, there is no room for envy or pride. Instead, we celebrate each other's successes and lift each other up in times of need. The air is filled with a sense of humility and grace as we all strive to honor one another and put the needs of others before our own. Anger and resentment have no place among us. Forgiveness flows freely, erasing any record of wrongs and allowing us to move forward in unity. I witness love's power to protect and trust, to instill hope and perseverance in the face of adversity. In every act of kindness and every word of encouragement, I see God's love reflected back at me. A reminder of the depth of His affection for each one of us. My heart overflows with gratitude for the love that surrounds me, for the love that binds us together as a community devoted to living out the greatest commandment. In the presence of such pure and unconditional love, my soul finds peace and my spirit soars with newfound joy. I am truly blessed to be enveloped in this sea of love, where happiness abounds and where I am reminded daily of the profound impact that love can have on a life. Love has become not just a concept to me, but a living reality that shapes every moment and every interaction. It is time for you to seek God directly. I've been given lessons of His everlasting.